Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Good evening, brothers and sisters. Thank you for joining us this evening on Advent Light Ministry Prayer Line. I'm your host this evening, as the song says, just as I am, I come. Let us pray. Kind and loving Father, we come to you, Lord, this evening, preparation day, broken, helpless. Many are in stress. They're going through a lot, Lord, and only you can sympathize with most of our affliction and our pain and suffering, because you have been there. You have went through it, and you are have overcome it, and you are our great physician. You can heal us and relieve us at the malady of the heart and of the body. We ask that you will bless us, Lord, because we come as we are. We ask that you will heal us. We ask that you will create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. Cast us not from your presence. Take not your Holy Spirit from us, but restore unto us the joy of your salvation and uplift us with your free spirit. Lord, we want the joy of your salvation, because when we know that we will be saved, when we know that your peace and your love surround us and compass us, we are joyful, we are happy, we are glad. Please be with each and everyone that is on right now, and as they represent their family and friends, we ask that you will bless them. Be with our children, those that have grandchildren, our brothers and sisters near and far that are starting to worship you in spirit and in truth, because many are in the Sabbath hours. We ask that you will continue to abide with us, that your Holy Spirit will cover us and fill us, even the speaker at the appointed hour. Bless him and his family in a special way. We thank you again. We praise you, O Lord. We glorify, we magnify your name, because you are worthy to be praised. And again, we thank you ever so much in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Again, good evening, brothers and sisters. It's a blessing to see all the lines that are, all the numbers that are on. And I will share a quick reading, and I will open the line for Sister Consonelli. She likes to come on, and I consider her as my side host, my second host, to come on and present. So again, thank you for joining us. It says a religious experience that is not found in Christ and Him alone is worthless. Again, a religious experience that is not founded in Christ and Him alone is worthless. Men of intellectual power need a clear scriptural presentation of the plan of salvation. Let the truth in its simplicity and power be presented to them. Little does not hold the attention. I'm sorry. Let me back up. If this does not hold the attention and arouse the interest, they never can be interested in heavenly and divine things. In every congregation, there are souls who are unsatisfied. Every Sabbath, they want to hear something definite explaining how they can be saved, how they are to become Christians. The important thing for them to know is how can a sinner be justified before God? And this is taken from letter, page 23, January 10, 1898. So, thank you for listening to the reading from Spirit of Prophecy, Sister Consonelli. I wanted to open your line so, as my side host, so that you can start. I believe this is your number, 518-482. Your line is now open.
Okay. Thank you, Sister Carla, for opening my line. Happy Sabbath. I'm here very happy to be on this line this evening, even though we may not be many at the moment. But God is good. God is so good. Because I finished my work early, and I was calling some friends who I haven't seen in church for a while. So I was calling them and asking them what's going on, why they're not coming to church. We are having a family week in the church there this week from Wednesday. And I went out on Wednesday, and I didn't really went to go to the church, but my daughter was here, and I asked her to drop me there, because I had some things to take back to the church. So I was saying, oh my, what a beautiful week, the family week, because we know that the family is so important. And I really enjoyed, I can't even remember the guy's name that went there to preach, but he all came all the way from Florida. And he was talking about how God is so good. He's so good to us. And he was talking about the family. So what we inherit, the things that we inherit from our family, sometimes we don't even know things that you're doing. You're doing it and you don't even know it's something that you inherit. And he spoke about, I just given a little essence of this, the sermon that he preached. Yes, and sometimes we talk about, you inherit things that you don't even, you're doing things, you see people doing things, but you don't know what is in that family, what they pass through, right? They are not doing it because they want to do it. We have all these things like you speak about people talking about obeyism and all these type of things. These things are real. And some people, voodoo, they do these things to family, and then it comes down, through the line. You didn't ask for that, but you're just going through the motions. You're doing things that you don't know what you are doing. But when I think of it, I was so blessed that when I went there Wednesday night, I wanted to go back tonight and Tuesday night and then Thursday night and tonight. But it is pouring out there. But I'll be sure I'll be there tomorrow. Yes, I'm telling you, the devil is real. He's a real, real person. But when you think about it, all these things that, you know, that's going on in families, sometimes you see this incest and, you know, things that you want to know why people are doing these things. But some of them, if they don't really have no control over themselves, these things come through the line, come through the family. The father went to jail, the son went to jail, the uncle is in jail. You know, all these things are very, very sad. I would say very, very sad case. But this evening we have a hope. We all have a hope. Because Jesus left heaven and came to save all of us. We are all helpless. Each family is helpless. And each family have something they are going through that they cannot help themselves. But since Jesus came to this world, we have access, you know. We can be helped. We can be helped. But what we have to do is to call upon Jesus. And if we don't call upon Jesus, we cannot escape. We cannot escape those things that we inherit. We have to, as we said, we have to break the cycle. Somebody has to break the cycle. And if we do not call upon Jesus, if we don't know Jesus, we are not going to escape that cycle. We are going to do these wrong things until you leave this earth, until you die. And I think that is very, very serious. So I want to sing this song that brings joy and comfort to my heart. Someday the silver cord will break. Yes. Someday the silver cord will break. And I no more and shall sing. But all the joy when I shall wake within the palace of the king. Someday my earthly home will fall. I cannot tell how strong it will be. But this I know, my all in all has no place in heaven for me. And I shall see him face to face and tell the story said. And I shall see him face to face and tell the story saved by grace. And the last verse is, someday when fades the golden sun beneath the rosy tinted sky, my blessed Lord will say, well done, and I shall enter into heaven, and I shall see him face to face, and tell the story said by grace, and I shall see him face to face, and tell the story saved by grace. And I'm thinking of that beautiful land that someday, if all of us be faithful, we will be there. And I sing the second song because I love to sing. I am thinking today of that beautiful land. I am thinking today of that beautiful land I shall reach when the sun goeth down, when through wonderful ways by my Savior send, will there be any stars in my crown? Will there be any stars in my crown? presence of the Lord, let us live and pray. Let us watch as we win our souls, that bright stars may be ours in this glorious day, when his praise like the sea fills you. Oh, what joy it will be when his face I behold, living gems at his feet to lay down. It would sweeten my bliss in that city of gold, should there be moony stars in my crew. Will there be any stars in my crew, when at evening the sun goeth down, when I wake with the blend in the mansions of rest? Will there be many stars in my crown? And I don't say that it will be one star. I want to have many stars in my crown. And I just say, there will be many stars in my crown. And that is what I am hoping for and longing for. I just want to say a short prayer. Our Father and our God, we come before you this evening, this Sabbath evening, to give you praise and thanks, Lord, for the wonderful blessings, for your mercy towards us. Oh, we are saved. We are saved from this wickedness of this earth only through grace. It says, by grace are we saved. And I am so happy that God is so gracious, he's so loving, he's so kind. He don't want to see any of us perish. That's why we are here tonight. That's why our very presence here tonight testify of God's goodness towards us. And I'm praying for all of our families. We are going to have a 45 days fast. We are going to fast something. We're going to keep, you know, try to fast from something, because we are praying on a whole for these evangelistic meetings that will be held all around the world, not only in America, but all around the world. All the little things that are being held around the world. Yes, we are praying 45. We fast every Wednesday, and I think that's a very good thing. And I thank God. I thank God too for the joy just to know him. And that we can escape from this world. When you see people going through something, you can comfort them. You can call them, try to call them. And, you know, that is my thing. I like to do that. Call people. I haven't seen you in church. I would call you. And I thank God that I can do that little, you know, that's my missionary work, to encourage people. Mm-hmm. And I think it's a very good thing, because people are so, you know, downcast these days. They're just waiting for somebody to speak a word of hope or cheer to them. And I think it's a wonderful testimony. Thank you, Sister Carla, for opening my line. I do not want to go talking anymore, because my time is up. Thank you. Thank you. Happy Sabbath to one. Praise Happy Sabbath Lord. To all. God bless you all. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Constantelli. God is good. He's worthy to be praised. And yes, we have to pray for others, fast, intercede on their behalf. And, you know, it's a blessing to be alive in these last days, but more so to be alive, to praise the Lord and to worship him and to live for him and to see him come in his glory. What a day that will be. So praise the Lord. Thank you again, Sister Consonelli. I'll go to the next caller again. Good evening, brothers and sisters. Thank you for joining us. 985-232. Your line is now open. Yes.
Can you hear me?
Good evening, Sister Brenda.
Okay, good evening, sisters and brothers. I just want to welcome you all. Happy Sabbath. I just want to thank God for being in the land of the living one more time. And I'm just getting over a bad cold, or upper respiratory I had. And with the lung, with other sickness, vertigo, dizziness, and all that. And I just thank God it's gone now, because they left the high fever and all. It was just too much to bear. So I thank God it's over with. And now I don't recover, so I blew it down. But I just like to read up a prayer. And it says, "Dear God, we come to you with the desire to immerse ourselves in your word so that we may not be held astray. So we may not be led astray by false prophets. In Jesus' name, amen, amen." I just want to thank God for his word, that we may use them and learn what we need to learn, and we don't have to deal with false prophets. We deal with the people that we pray and study together on one accord. That's the way we learn the right stuff from them, and we take and apply it, and we go tell somebody else so they can learn something. So I thank God he has us where we don't go to different false religions, and they go to teaching us stuff to stray us away, and you know, and then it'd be no nothing. They try to do that, but they don't get no satisfaction. So I just want to ask for prayer for my prayer wars at Advent Light, and prayers for all the bookworms in the United States, people sleeping outside under the bridge, and wherever they may be, nursing homes. Just ask the Lord to strengthen and give them a double portion of his blessing. And also Edwin Light and whoever else may be on the missionary work. So God bless each and every one of us. And I have a happy Sabbath. Hold on a minute.
Yeah, so I'd say happy preparation day to everyone. And I just want to say that thank God, my wife, I'm glad she's feeling better and recovered, you know, from her ordeal. And I guess that's the saying in the Bible is, shall pass, you know, shall come to pass. And like a lot of bad ships, it'll come to pass, and we'll just keep on keeping on, you know, praise God. And I just want to say it's nice to be on the prayer line again, as always, and to learn and to share what we know and everything, and our trials and tribulations with one another, like the prayer line family that we are, you know. And I don't know, just feeling happy, feeling blessed, you know. And counting,
amen.
God bless you. So just wanted to share that to everybody. God bless. Amen.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother John and Sister Brenda, for coming on, always being faithful listeners and on this prayer line. And just want to encourage you that, and each and every one of us, whatever something come upon us, we got to treat it very quickly, got to treat it fast, and, you know, because someone said, I think at the camp meeting or someone, everything is you got to treat it like it's COVID, because, you know, what is going on within the world. So we got to treat it very quickly so that it can not linger in our body or, you know, or affect us badly. So praise the Lord for your healing, Sister Brenda and Brother John. Thank you again for sharing. Go to the next caller. Good evening. Happy Preparation Day. 225-337. Your line is now open.
Good evening, my brothers and sisters. First of all, I just have two scriptures I would like to share.
Amen.
I want to share Proverbs chapter 6 and verse 23. For the commandment is a lamp, and the law or the way of life. And I looked at the Proverbs chapter 3, verse 15. She is more precious than rubies, and all things thou cannot desire or not to be compared unto her. When I look at the commandments and see what the Bible says about it, well, when I think about the commandments being a lamp, you know, brothers and sisters, when we have a lamp by our bed, and when we go to sleep, we have to turn it off so it's in darkness. But yet, when you turn it on, the light, but he says the law, commandments, it says it's more precious than anything else in the world. So we have to study. Anybody, please read Proverbs. Read Proverbs. That's the book of wisdom. So, Sister Paula, that is my share for tonight, and I want to thank you for opening my line, and may God bless. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Leola, for coming on and sharing. God has left us his words, and we ought to, you know, speak a word in season, share encouraging, find encouragement in these texts and texts, and share it with our brothers and sisters so that we can read these texts and claim it, or when we in distress and things going on, we can repeat these texts to so that the Lord words his protection, his mercy, and his love is over us and our families and friends. So again, thank you for sharing, Sister Leola. We're praying that you will be well. Amen. So going to the next caller. Again, we have a few more minutes to share. I'll open the line for 518-650. Good evening. Happy Preparation Day. Your line is now open. I'm sorry, 518-650. Your line is open. I believe this is Sister Barnaby.
Hello, good afternoon, good night, happy
Amen.
Sabbath to everyone.
Amen. Happy Sabbath.
God is good to all of us. He cares about us. He's looking over us. He's watching over us. I called Sister Powell this evening, and I have good news. She have taken her surgery and getting on. She's coming on well. So please pray for her.
Amen. Amen.
Can I sing a song?
Yes, Sister Barnaby, go ahead.
There shall be showers of blessing. This is a promise of love. There shall be seasons refreshing sent from the Savior above. Showers of blessing. Showers of blessings we need. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead. There shall be showers of blessing, precious reviving again. Over the hills and the valleys, sound of abundance of rain. Showers of blessings we need. Mercy that round us are falling, but for the showers we plead. There shall be showers of blessing. Send them upon us, O Lord. Grant to us our refreshing. Come and now honor thy word. Showers of blessings we need. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead. There shall be showers of blessing, oh, that today they might fall. Now as to God we are confessing, now as on Jesus we call. Showers of blessing, showers of blessings we need. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead. And I would like to read just one verse of Psalms 118, verse 25. Save now, I beseech thee, O Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, send now prosperity. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Lord, we come before you this evening, O God. We are asking you to send showers of blessing upon us. Because showers of blessing we need, O God. Your mercy drops round us our falling. Lord, but for the showers we plead. Please, Jesus, send your showers upon all of us. Wash us and cleanse us, mold us and fashion us into your likeness. Make us into what you want us to be. Almighty God, we are unworthy, we are unholy, we are undone, we are nothing good. But because of your grace and your mercy, Lord, we are not consumed. Because you love us and you want to send showers of blessings upon us. So, God, we need the showers of blessings.
Send them, Lord.
Showers of blessing upon us to forgive us of our sins. Mold us and fashion us into your likeness. Each and every one that come on the prayer line and those that are listening in the background, Lord, we need your hands upon us. Please anoint us from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet. Create in us clean heart, O God, and renew right spirit in us. Lord, cast us not away from your presence. And take not your Holy Spirit from us. Restore unto us the joy of your salvation, O God, and uphold us with your free spirit. Heavenly Father, we need you. We know you love us and you send your Son to die on an old rugged cross so that we are here this evening. I am asking you, O God, to anoint Sister Powell, to touch our eyes, O God, with eye salves so that she may be healed. Father, send your holy angel to encamp round about her, O God. Be with Sophia. O God, I'm asking you, Lord, to send special blessing into that house. Because that girl, that daughter, she is more than a daughter. God, please bless her. Wherever she go, go with her. Whatever she do with her, God, she is such a blessing. You have made her special. Oh, God, please, Lord. Whatever her needs, oh, God, whatever she need and whatever she need, Heavenly Father, please provide it for her. Oh, God, open ways and send blessing upon her so that she may not have room enough to receive it. Bless all the family members. I'm asking you to send your blessing upon them, God. Draw them close and let them see and take a book from Sophia. Because, Lord, she's more than a special daughter. Heavenly
Amen.
Father, I each and every one of us on this prayer line this evening before you, I am asking you, dear God, to send your holy angel, Lord, to encamp round about all our families. Wash them and cleanse them, mold them and fashion them. Lord, open ways for them. Pour blessing upon them, Lord. Heavenly Father, those who are serving you, help them to draw closer. And those who are not serving you, Lord, please give them a vision so that they may see the goodness of you. Lord, continue to bless us. Continue to have your sweet way with us. Whatever we do on this line tonight, let everything be done from your throne, and let everything be seen from your throne. Be with the speaker as you're going to break the bread of life. Let words come from your throne so that each and every one of us may feel the blessing. Heavenly Father, continue to have your will. Continue to take full control. Continue to let your will be done. Forgive us of our sins, O God. Hold us and fashion us into your likeness. I pray and I give you thanks. In the blessed name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Barnaby, for the song and for the prayer. Thank you, especially for praying for Sister Powell. We know all her daughters are great, and they're doing a good job to help their mother. So we just thank the Lord for children and, you know, those in our families and friends for helping whenever needed and for praying for, you know, each other. So thank you again for sharing, Sister Barnaby. The time is fleeting us. I just have going to open a couple more line. Again, brothers and sisters, try to come on a little earlier so that you can share and just be brief at this time as we're going to be going into the word. 843-206. Good evening. Happy Sabbath. Your line is now open.
Good evening, Sister Carla. Happy Sabbath. Praise the Lord. I'm so glad to be here on the prayer line, and I just want to thank the Lord for another precious week that he has brought us through. And I do have a scripture to read. This is Sister Tanico from Florida, and my scripture reading tonight is Psalm 150. Let all things praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty firmament. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the lute and the harp. Praise him with the cymbal and the dance. Praise him with the string instruments and flute. Praise him with the loud cymbals. And praise him with the clashing cymbals. Verse 6, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. I will praise the Lord, and I just want to thank him for everything he has done for me and my family. I want to praise his name because I prayed to the Lord, and I cried out to him, my beautiful sisters and brothers on the line, and he has put me into my own apartment, and I'm just so grateful. Whatever you ask, the Lord will hear your cry. He will hear your pleas for help, and he will answer your prayer as long as it is in his will and harmony with his word. So I just want to share that. Love you all, and happy blessed Sabbath to all of you. God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for blessing you, Sister Tymeka, and your family, and providing for you. And God is good, brothers and sisters. He provide. He said, I'll never leave you or forsake you. I'm going to open this last line. Again, brothers and sisters, if you are not able to share today, please join us Sunday evening for last day event, and also Thursday for Health Reform Thursday, so that you can share your testimony. I believe this is Sister Stephanie, and also if you can give us a word of prayer after you finish sharing, Sister Stephanie, that will be a blessing. 240-988. Happy Sabbath. Your line is now open.
Happy Sabbath, happy Sabbath. I'm so glad to hear. I was coming on to give the prayer report about Sister Powell's surgery going well, and Sister Barnaby actually brought it. So I just thank God for just this wonderful, just blessings towards each one of us. I've missed you all. I have been back at work, and it's been, you know, quite a roller coaster. But God is so good. He's so great. He is worthy to be praised. I can't ask for any more. He blessed us, and he blessed me without being deserving of it. And so I thank God just for this Sabbath day where I can literally enter into his rest. I was finishing up at work. I have two classes that I'm taking. It is really tedious. And so I took a nap last night for about an hour and a half, 2 hours, and I was working straight through. You hear my voice going. And so I was amazed that I was able to go to work and function. And God has strengthened me. Normally I would be in my bed, but he gave me this opportunity to be able to come and say, we serve an awesome God. There is nothing that we can do that will be able to be deserving of what God has done for us. And so thank you so much for your prayers. I thank you for those prayers, because I know I feel it. I am in going every day, and you know how they said, you know, he's going to send us out into the world to be among wolves every day. But I can feel the presence of God, and that's because of your prayers. And so thank you so much for the Advent light ministry, prayer line, and for what you do every single day. And so thank you, Sister Carla, for opening up my line. And you said you wanted me to pray. Just tell me what.
Yes, just a general prayer, brief prayer, my sister. General prayer, please, if you can.
Amen. All right. Okay. Bow your heads if you're able to do that. If you're able to kneel, go ahead and do that. Heavenly Father, we come before you on this, your holy Sabbath day. We are so thankful for the fact that you brought us to and fro. You shielded us. You have allowed things to happen to test us so that we can come and we can give the testimony. And so I touch and agree with the prayers that have gone up, Lord. You know every single person that is on this line. You know the very number of hair that is on their head. You know what their heart are in desire of, Lord. And we pray that according to your will be done. We pray for the speaker. We pray that you will touch his lips with coal so that the message that he has here will be stirring and we will be agitated and we will be wrestling, Lord, with what the message is so that we can be more of a representative. We can be more like you. We bless your name. Be with Sister Carla. Be with Sister Leola. You have heard their prayer. You have heard their praise report. Be with Sister Brenda. Be with Brother Ray. Heavenly Father, be with Brother John, Brother Rick, Brother O'Neill, Sister Barnaby, Sister Consinelli, Sister Tamika and our family, Brother Eli, and each and every person that is connected to this line. We pray, Lord, that you will just cover them. Give us a double portion of your Holy Spirit. Forgive us, Lord, of our shortcomings. We bless your name. We give you honor, glory, and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Stephanie, for that prayer. And just one quick prayer. Kind of loving Father, we touch and agree on everything that Sister Stephanie has prayed for. We also pray for the speaker, Brother Ricardo, and his wife, Samantha, at this time. We ask that you will continue to impress upon their hearts your truth, and they will be steadfast in the work that they have to do for you and to reach others. Bless him, bless his ministry, his waking up, his line, their waking up, and their lying down, their thoughts are far off, that it will be upon you and upon heavenly things, Lord. Fill him, speak through him. We also bless the unspoken prayer requests. Each and every one that's on, you know their heart, you know their desire, you know what they're going through at this time, the prayer for their children, grandchildren, family, and friends, Lord. Bless each and every one that is on listening, those that will be listening to the rebroadcast. I ask that you will be with them also as they lift up their prayers and to you in song and meditation and in mourning and cries, you know, the tears are in a bottle. There's no tears that's dropped that you do not see and you do not want to comfort us and want to take care of the problem. We bless your holy name this holy Sabbath day. Help us to keep it holy. Help us to sanctify ourselves this day, this beginning of the new day, ending of another day, beginning evening of a new day. We thank you again. We praise you. We just glorify and magnify your name in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. So I'll go ahead and open the line for Brother Ricardo. I believe he's on the number 786-448. Good evening. Happy Sabbath. Your line is open.
Happy Sabbath, Sister Carla. How are you? Happy Sabbath.
Amen. Amen. God is good.
Amen. Happy Sabbath, Advent Life family. Thank you for another week. The Lord has brought us on our way. Jesus Christ is coming, beloved. We are nearing home. In spite of all the troubles and the care, beloved, trouble will be over one day when Jesus come back for us. So, beloved, while we are waiting for our high priest, while we are waiting for Jesus, let us afflict our soul. Let us put away the sins that easily beset us. Let us put away the darling sins, beloved, because good days is coming, beloved. Jesus have crowns stored up for us, new names stored up for us, new bodies stored up for us, beloved. No more sickness, no more pain, beloved. What a day, what a day when Jesus restored all. So Advent Light, I'm encouraging you on this day of preparation. May God continue to bless you. Let his face continue to shine upon each and every one of you. Happy Sabbath again. Happy Sabbath, regular visitor, first time listener. Welcome again. May God continue to bless you, Advent Light. Jesus Christ love you. So, beloved, before we go into it, our message that we're going to look at, the mystery of God. But before we go into it, you know that there's nothing in me, nothing good in any of us. But please, we're going to pray. Can you silently pray for me? Say, Lord, put your words in that man's mouth. Let him not be heard or be seen. Let flesh not be raised up, but your words will be uplifted and exalted, and Christ will be seen, so the people can see Christ and him crucified. Let us pray. Father in heaven, we give you thanks and praise for your goodness and your kindness and your mercy. I present all of my brothers and sisters before your presence on this prayer line and in the hearing of my voice. And myself as well, Lord, we are undone. We are unclean. And Lord God Almighty, have mercy upon us of all the sins, of all the negative thoughts that the enemy put across our mind, oh God. Forgive us, Lord, when this still small voice speak unto us, an impression upon our mind, and we just brush it off. Forgive us of rejecting the still small voice, which is the Holy Spirit. Have mercy upon us. And oh, Lord God Almighty, today is a date day with you, Lord. We make the necessary preparation. We cook. We iron the clothes, oh God. We clean the house, or bathroom, clean the yard, clean, Lord. The lawn, the yard is lawn, oh God. And no, Lord Jesus, here are we, your people. We prepare everything. The house is clean. Everything is clean, oh God, ready for our Lord. So, Lord, we're ready for our date. And, Lord, whatever we don't put together, Lord, we know you will help us to do our best. So now, Lord, as we're going to go into your word, oh God, this is our date night with you, oh Lord. Are you going to speak unto us? As you say, come now, let us reason together. So, Lord, as we come, sit at your feet, oh God, speak words of hope, speak words of life. Lord, when we look into the world, oh God, we see nothing but chaos, fear, stress, frightening. But, Lord, we know we come to you. You say, peace you give unto us. Not as this world give it, but your peace, Lord, you say you leave with us. So, Lord, we pray that every one of my brother under the hearing of my voice will receive that peace that surpasses all understanding. Let us have that peace in the midst of the storm. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. So, now, beloved, we're going to go back where we left off the last time. Okay, now, before we go ahead, just for our highlight, looking at the mystery of God. So now, question, what is the mystery of God? I'm going to give you a hint. I will go back where we left off the last time. Go with me to Ephesians chapter 6, verse 19. I want to know what is the mystery of God. This is deep, beloved. We're going to go deep now. Have your notepad, amen? Have your writing instruments, amen? Because remember, beloved, God takes fools, but you don't keep them. Amen? When you come to Jesus, his desire and his will that you and I become intelligent regarding the Bible and the spirit of prophets. Amen? So, because remember, beloved, and that from a child, thou hast known the holy scripture, which are able to make thee wise. In order for you to become wise, you got to study. Amen? Investigate. Are you with me, beloved? Observe. So now let us look at Ephesians chapter 6, verse 19. And for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly, Paul is speaking, to make known the what, beloved? What? The mystery of what? The gospel. Are you with me? So now, what is the mystery of God? The gospel. Another word, beloved, let me give you one more hint. Go with me to Revelation chapter 1:1. Revelation 1:1. A mystery is that something hidden or a puzzle. Revelation 1:1 read, the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to shew unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. I'm reading Revelation chapter 1, verse 1. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to shew unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass, and he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John. That word signify means putting symbols. Are you with me, beloved? So in order for us to understand and to unravel the written word of God, we need the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Remember Jesus said, when I leave, the Comforter, he will come. He will teach you all things. So who is our divine teacher? The Holy Spirit. Are you with me? So, beloved, I am not your teacher. I am just a messenger. Are you with me, beloved? One who just given the message of Jesus Christ. But you now supposed to be like a barbarian. Go back and to see if these things are so. Are you with me, beloved? Because a lot of false prophets are in these last days. And why you want to check and put line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little and there a little. If I speak not according to the written word of God, there is no light in me. There is no light in the presentation I'm giving unto you. Amen? So that's why I want you to take notes, beloved. Even though myself, I'm a minister, when I go to church, beloved, and I know I'm getting some message, some deep food, I write these things down, and I go back to study to edify myself in areas that I do not know. Are you with me? So I'm not a minister who puffed up, think I know it all. No, I'm still learning like you. Amen? So let us learn together now. Remember now, what is the gospel? What is the mystery of God? The gospel. Are you with me? Now, we're going to go where we left off the last time. You ready now, beloved? Go with me now to Matthew chapter 10, verse 5 and 6. Matthew chapter 10, verse 5 and 6. Now, beloved, take it less than 30 seconds to find your scripture. Amen? Because if somebody give you the remote in your hand, beloved, you know to find Fox News and HBO and all of these channels, beloved. So now, beloved, when we are challenging the channel in the Bible, line upon line, precept upon precept, I want you to use your finger, line upon line. Look here a little and there a little. Are you with me, beloved? So, beloved, we must be familiar with the scripture. Amen? Because the word of God is your weapon. Are you with me? So you need to know how to use the weapon, not to cut your brothers and sisters. Are you with me? Wrongfully. Are you with me? Because we are not fighting with flesh and blood, but principality against powers and rulers of darkness of this world. Are you with me, beloved? Because when you look at the news media, if you are not focused on reading and spend time in the word of God, they're going to sweep you away with their deception. Words of fear. So, beloved, when words of fear come up in your mind, beloved, what scripture are you going to use to cast down imagination? 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 to 5. But though we walk in the flesh, beloved, this is the valley of decision, beloved. When you are in the flesh, there is nothing but fear, torment, and all these things, beloved. Not of God. But, beloved, remember, though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh, for the weapon of our warfare are not carnal. But what? Mighty in God, pulling down strongholds, casting down imagination, and bringing every thought into captivity to the what? The obedience of Christ. So the word of God, beloved, can able to help us to dismiss and to cast down strongholds, the fiery darts of the evil one. Are you with me, beloved? Words of gloom, words of discouragement. The word of God, beloved, it nourishes. Jesus Christ is bringing me somewhere. Beloved, I don't know who needs encouragement, but I know when God is leading, I want to go in the mystery. But, beloved, bear with me, Lord, have mercy. Who you want to speak to, speak to me, Lord, to speak to your people. Go with me, beloved. Go with me. 1 Timothy 4, 1. This is not my message. This is not the message that the Lord gave me, but God is bringing me somewhere else. My mind, I'm trying to go back to the message, but I'm just going to be subjected to the Holy Spirit. Amen. I know you pray for me and say, Lord, put your words in that man's mouth. Amen. So if God's going to put his word in my mouth, he's going to put words in my mouth for you and me. Are you with me, beloved? To give us words of nourish, to uplift us, to encourage us. Are you with me, beloved? To inspire us to continue on the pathway that leads to everlasting life. First Timothy 4:1. Somebody need this. 4:6. My apology. 4:6. If thou put the virgin in remembrance of these things, even though Advent life, you and I know what God require of us. Amen? But the Bible says sometimes we need some a little encouragement, sometimes a reminder. Are you with me? Nothing wrong with that. That's what the word of God says. Remember the Sabbath day. Are you with me? Every day you remember about the Sabbath day, you remember what God said, remember to keep it what? Holy. Are you with me, beloved? So now listen to what the Bible says. If thou put the virgin in what? Remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a what? Good minister of Jesus Christ. Listen now, beloved. Nourish up in what? Words of what? Faith. Holy, beloved. So now what is faith? Romans 10:17. So then, faith come by what? hearing on what? Hearing of what? The word of God. Are you with me? Not only hearing, beloved, but you activate what you are hearing. Are you with me, beloved? It go down into your vine, your veins, beloved, into your bones, in your brains, the word of God, beloved. And it transform you. Notice what the Bible says. Nourish, Lord have mercy. Who need nourishment? Who need upliftment? If you are malnourished today, beloved, if you come on this separation day and you have a hard week, now, beloved, Jesus wants to nourish you. Whatever Satan robbed you of throughout this week, now Jesus wants to put it back with what? His words of what? Nourish you in words of faith. Are you with me, beloved? Let us count it up. Nourish up in words of faith and of what? Good doctrine. Are you with me, beloved? What is doctrine? What does doctrine given for? Or what is doctrine given for? Or what is the scriptures given for? Wow. My so much thought is coming to my mind. Bear with me, Lord have mercy. Help me to slow down. So excited, beloved, I'm giving you the word. I'm so excited. Bear with me, Father in heaven. The word is so sweet, Lord. But it is a sin for me to rush. Forgive me, please, Lord, have mercy. For all scripture is given by inspiration of God, and it is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in what, beloved? Righteousness. So Jesus, beloved, when you are down, when you are discouraged, he wants to speak what? Words to you. Words to what? Encourage you. Words to what? Uplift you. Are you with me, beloved? What a mighty God we serve. Amen. Can I move on? Lord, why does he have to give your people, Lord? Can I move on, Lord? Okay, now. All right, let us move on, beloved. God is bringing us back now. Come on now, beloved. Let us go back to Matthew chapter 10. I pray that somebody get this message, beloved. That's a little health nugget right there, beloved. Just to nourish you up. Amen? The spiritual health nugget. Amen? All right. Go with me to Matthew chapter 10, verse 5 and 6. These 12 Jesus sent forth and commanded them, saying, Go not into the way of the Gentiles, and into any city of the Samaritan enter ye not, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. So now, at this moment, the children of Israel under a probationary period, probation about to close on the children of Israel, the Jews' nation. 70 weeks are determined upon thy people. 70 times 7 is 490 years. They have 490 years, beloved, to get rid of sin out of their lives. Sin is also a mystery. If you want to go there. So now, beloved, what nation did Jesus focus on while he was here on earth? His people. So who Jesus is going to be focusing on in these last days? The Seventh-day Adventist Church. If you look at the council, beloved, you're reading, as we are told, as you're going to, in the last day, you're going to see a shouting and dancing on all of these things. And many ministers, beloved, they are saying that they will not go into the organized body. But we're in inspiration, you can say that, beloved. Because, beloved, if you are reading the spirit of prophecy correctly, if any minister is telling you, you must not go into the organized body and to go educate, beloved, be careful. Because I can give you 5 key points when she said, beloved, if one of our major burden is to tear down the church, beloved, you are on your way out. If one of your major burden is to go for new light, you are on your way out. You're going to be sifted out. Yes, we must call sin by right name. Yes, we must show the church of God their sin and call them, turn ye, why shall you die? Because a lot of God's people, we are so entertained by what the church is doing. What are you doing? What is in your life? Ted Wilson can turn around, even though a lot of things he's doing I don't like. A lot of our leaders in high place, I want you to get me, beloved. I'm not compromised here.
Because the Bible says those who see the abomination and sighing, crying, not seeing the sin of the church and just broadcasting it, advertising it like it's something good. It could be you and I. How would you feel? You know, your own Adventist brother, see you do something, throw it out there on all of these websites. Thousands of people, man, I can't believe. I don't know where God bring me to, beloved. But I have to check myself. And I say, Lord, whoa, have mercy. Because we are told that, beloved, the sinner in Zion is going to be sit out. If we are looking for evil, we will find it. And behold, you become changed. Are you with me, beloved? The time is coming, beloved. Organize and self-supporting, whether you want to believe it or not. If you are faithful, beloved, you're going to end up in the same jail cell. I will maybe have this in jail on Friday. And how you go to conference, I'm self-supporting. So what? We are all of us, we are aiming for the one place, heaven. We cannot divide it by ourselves. Yes, you cannot compromise with error. You must call sin by right name. And let us put away the sin. Let us not lower the standard because of friend, because of family, because of that elder, because of that pastor. The time is coming, beloved, because we have to have love. The Lord is really showing me, beloved, how is it that we cannot come together as people? We are told that, beloved, while we see the crisis is in the land, we are told independent inspiration, God's instrumentalities must press together. How are we going to press together if we are not united? You know why? We say we are present to it, beloved. But Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 1, he said, and I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual. Lord have mercy. What? If we are children of God, if we are Christians, we must be what? Spiritual, all right? Is that so? Amen. Paul said, brethren, I could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal. Who is talking to you? For I feed you with milk. Go with me, beloved. Go with me, beloved, because a lot of things is going on. And beloved, Jesus Christ is in the most holy place of the heavenly sanctuary. And beloved, the time is coming. You cannot focus on nothing else but your sin. You have to keep your eyes on Jesus. Because that's what Satan wants you to do. You and I find time looking at false finding. Look what he's doing over there. And at the same time, you and I have, we are filth in our life. At the same time, we have wrinkles on our garments. Are you with me, beloved? Yes, beloved, we are told in the spirit of prophecy, apostasy going to continue in the organized body and also self-supporting, beloved. But what are we doing? Are we focusing on the sin? Are we supposed to focus on our sin? Because if I am focusing on the church sin, I'm not seeing my sin. I'm not ready. I am a hypocrite. Jesus said, Peter, when you are converted, Peter, in other words, when you see your need for a savior, when you see your need to afflict your soul and humble yourself before the porch and the altar, then you can encourage. Then you can have Bible study. Then you can go preach. Then you can go knock on door. Then you can take up yourself and go give books. Are you with me, beloved? Does these things make sense? This is what Satan tried to, beloved, and it's a shame. Let it bring tears to your eyes when you see this, beloved, us as God's people. No better. Seems like we are worse than the first day. But don't condemn them. We must pray. You see, we lost the sense of love. We lost the sense of soul, burden for souls. When Jesus on the plane, beloved, I look over on Jerusalem. He said, oh, Jerusalem, oh, Jerusalem. They scattered without a shepherd. Same thing is going on. The leaders, beloved, who are supposed to lead it out, teaching God's people, help them to grow, provoke them to good work. For God said, the pastors, they have become like brutish. Do you know what that? Does that word mean brutish, like animal?
dumb animals. We have to pray. And some of us gone to the extended, gone to the further, my beloved, saying that we must not pray for those. The only person in the spirit of prophecy so we must not pray for is the man of sin. Because he's always, his probation is already fixed and Satan and the demon they fix. Even your very enemy, the Bible says you must pray for. The ones that you don't even like. The one that you don't even like, listen to. Are you with me, beloved? I'm talking truth, beloved. The Bible said a wise man will hear and increase in learning and attain unto wise counsel. Is these wise counsel, beloved? Yes, they are wise counsel. See, Peter never ready to go preach. You see, Peter never ready to go give, go tell others. So Peter never ready for the Holy Spirit. Because Peter was self-confident. First of prophecy, self-confidence caused Peter to deny his Lord. And so a lot of this is going to happen to a lot of us. Self-confident, oh, I know a present truth. You know, a long time, I mean present truth. I know what this preacher, I know that one. I have all of the books. I have all of the sermons. You don't have all of the tapes. You don't have all the CD books, sermons. Man, CD books is a powerful preacher. Baptized thousands. People have converted to his under his ministry. But the question is, do you see your wretchedness? I'm starting to evaluate and check in myself, beloved. Because sometimes, beloved, we have this desire. We want to go give our tracts and whatever. And sometimes we get so discouraged. We don't see no progress. Could it be I that causing the work of God to be ended? Satan laughing, looking at my sin. What that hypocrite. Look at him. Look at her. Are you with me, beloved? It is time for us to weep before the porch and the altar. I don't know about you, beloved. I don't know about you. But I'm taking time, more time, beloved, to afflict my soul. And asking God for a spirit of obedience to obey his words. It's not easy, beloved. Many ministers I know preach the word, beloved. When they come out the pulpit, it's a different man. In the pulpit, a superman. And when you come out of the pulpit, beloved, I have to examine my own self. I say, Lord, help me. Help me. The time is coming, beloved, when we are told that when Jesus is in the sky, beloved, we can't fool ourselves. We are told that his eyes is like fire. And when he just uses his eyes and to look to and fro in the earth, beloved, all the way up in the sky, and he sees his chosen ones. Beloved, his eyes, beloved, the wicked, they are running. At that time, all of our sin going to be our forefront of our in our head, beloved, in our mind. Everything. Our hypocrisy. Playing church. Playing with our soul salvation. When we realize that we play a fool of ourselves. Jesus loves you, though. There is hope for you and I. I'm trying to wake up somebody. This is Elijah's message, beloved, to unite the flock. You say you pray for me, right? The Lord put the words in that man's mouth, amen? So, beloved, let us move on. Jesus loves you. And it's the same thing, I'm looking at the mystery of God. The same thing happened to Jews of old going to happen to us as Seventh-day Adventists. Because we are told that many going out and many coming in. You're going to be a swap. And take heed, let no man take your place. Take heed, let no man take your crown. Take heed, let no man get that new name. Take heed, let no man get that garment. Take heed. Let no man get that body that would never experience sin, never experience suffering, never experience pain. Take heed, it's for me as well. So Jesus tells his disciples, go but to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. A lot of ministers out here, beloved, I'm telling you, they have the light. But a lot of church folks, they are not hearing the first, the second, and the third angel message. And it hurt my heart. And my brothers and my sisters say, I will not go in certain and certain church. Ask God. Say, Lord, use me. You know when you're eating food, beloved, and you eat too much of something, you're not getting the nutrients. I believe, beloved, this is what might happen to a lot of us at the present truth. We eat some of the truth. We study so much, beloved, and we are selfish with it. We only want to share with only present truth believers. Mm. If those there are still eating meat among us and have germs, I ain't going among them. Mm-hmm. Yes, we have to. Yes, we must go educate them. The Bible says, as his custom was, he went into the synagogue and stood up to us to read. They don't want Jesus in their church, in the organized body. But every Saturday he go there, in the temple, go to church. And in the evening he go on to heal the sick. Are you with me? I never used to speak like that, beloved. God had to put me to reality. No man teach me this, no man show me that. Who are you? That is dealing with people, not a building. Not building. He ain't coming for a building. He ain't coming for jobs and all of these things. No, he's coming for people. Do you love people? Do you really love people? My brother, you can't compromise. I'm asking you, do you really love people? If you love people, your way of Christianity will change tonight. If you really love people, you will see like as Jesus did. If you really love people, you will ask God, Lord, pray to Lord, help me to see who you see. And one day you will maybe go into the city, and you go into maybe the downtown or whatever. And you see all kind of people dressed and all kind of people doing all of these things. And when you look at them, beloved, God is just giving you a glimpse how you see, and you will cry. You will have such a pain, such a burden in your heart for these souls. Lord, how can I reach this one? How can I reach this one? Are you maybe there in the supermarket? I say, Lord, give me a word, Lord. Give me a word. I want to give this person this truck. And Lord, what I want, what can I say? But God maybe say, no, you're not in the position for me to use you. Yes, you pray. Yes, you go to church. But they may start to say something that is not of your faith. And you get so offensive. You get uptight. No, this is not how you wear your teach. Jesus maybe said, no, you're not ready. You're not tactful. You're not meek. You're not gentle. How to approach. All you want to tell him about the fact. All you want to tell him, you worship on the wrong day. Well, you're not supposed to eat that. It's unclean. But well, meet them at their need. Jesus meet the people where they are. This is what the Bible says, and an angel come down from heaven, and the earth was lightened with his glory. What does this mean? An angel means angelos. Are you with me? Minister or messenger. So are people going to have the message of Christ in their mind, in their vessel? They're going to lighten the earth. Their face going to radiate. Their action, their demeanor. People going to see a difference in them. Are you with me, Advent Light? Advent Light, do not come on this prayer line. It's named Advent Light. Are you with me? The Advent Movement. Are you with me? Advent Light. I'm giving you light, beloved. Light for your feet. Are you with me? Beloved, I'm trying to help you to think. Can't be a radical Adventist. We're supposed to be loving. We're supposed to be like Jesus. Nominal Adventist, sorry. But we need to be loving, though. Loving. And it pains my heart, beloved, as present true believers. The moment somebody says something, you tick me off, I don't want to be around you. I ain't going to sit down with you in church. But at the same time, we want to pray with to the same God.
Are you with me, beloved? Am I speaking the truth, beloved, Advent Lord? It's true. It's true, beloved. Fear the Lord, I will not deny you. Lord, this is my brothers and sisters. This is my church. But somebody, you go to church and somebody hear somebody talking about you. But no, my sister, me and that sister, when we were talking last week, we were at the store. You know, we were giving her a chance. Oh, dear, she said that about me. And you get beside yourself. Satan used that person to rub you the wrong way. I know you're suspicious when that sister comes around. You're suspicious when that brother comes around. Suppose you go on your knees and say, Lord, I rebuke the adversary of my soul, of my brother's soul. Even though I hear these things, Lord, take it away from me. And we are told, beloved, in this pen of inspiration, when somebody did you wrong, try to think about the good they have done for you in the past. Lord, have mercy. That is deep. Let me say it again. When somebody have done you wrong, think about the time when they give you a ride. Think about the time when the phone bill couldn't pay and they pay your phone bill for you. Think about the time when you broke down and you call them and they hear you, even though that person just get on your nerve, your last nerves. Think about the good. Think about the good. Another point of inspiration, if you are out with somebody, if somebody get on your nerves, beloved, and they affect you so bad, we are told that demon, the only way that demon will leave you, go out and tell somebody about the love of Jesus. Just knock upon some door and say, I'm just here. I want to tell you that Jesus loves you. He died on Calvary cross for you. Whatever you are going through, there is a sympathizing Savior. He loves you. Do you know what his name? His name is Jesus. Come and see a man. When I meet this man, he teach me how to love. He teach me how to be kind. He removed my burden. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Come and see a man. Who is this man? His name is Jesus Christ of Nazareth. When I come to him, he never criticized me. Come and see a man. He is so loving. Oh my God. When I'm in his presence, I realize that I am not really loving enough. But when I'm more, the more I with him, come and see a man, the more I spend time with him, and the more he teach me how to love, the more I spend time with him, the more he teach me how to be kind, the more I spend time with him. Come and see a man. Who is this man? His name is Jesus. Beloved, if you are depressed, if you are down, something is wrong. You are not spending enough time with God, and Satan have you at your heel. Sometimes you need the word of God, but sometimes you need a confrontation, a one-on-one. Bible says, come now, let us what? Reason. Can I reason with you, beloved? Jesus wants to reason. You say, Lord, I ask you to pray. So, Lord, put the words in that man's mouth. God wants to touch you. He loves you. He know you're struggling. He know your struggles. He know your difficulties. He know your shortcomings. He know where you're at right now in your walk with him. He know if you are proud. Because he keep the proud at arm's length. He know if you are broken. He know your desire. He know your motives. Won't you come to him? All to you, Lord, I surrender. All to Jesus. Advent light. Time is coming. You will wish you have a prayer line to come to. The time is coming, Advent Light. You will wish that you can read a Bible verse. The time is coming that you will be wish you can come and tell the goodness of God. The time is coming you're gonna wish to hear your brother's voice, to read a scripture, to tell you how God is good to them. Can you not see the things in the world,
in the news media, at work, everywhere. Jesus said, when we see these things, why? What we must do? Look up, for your redemption draw it nigh. Your redemption draw it nigh. You are special people, every one of you on this prayer line. I'm telling you this. You are special. You were bought with a price, a precious price. One would die on Calvary cross for you. Can you imagine? Lord have mercy. Lord, but you know I'm going to sin. Are you still going to die for me? Yes. What a love. Even though you're going to murmur. Even though you don't even going to pay me enough attention. Even though you don't even read my word. I still die for you. Really, Lord? Yes. Even though when you cry out to me and ask me for a job, I give you a better job. I even don't even pay your tithe, but I still let you keep the job. My Lord, real? Yes. Why you do this? Because I love you. When you cuss me out, when I love Satan, take away your loved ones, and when you have a bad day, you say, Lord, why you make me do this? I don't do it to you. Because you ain't praying. You ain't asked me for protection. You ain't asked me to send angel or exhalation to protect you. You ain't asked me, you go out, you run out, you don't even say, Lord, thank you to wake me up this morning. You maybe give a 5-minute prayer. When you pray, when my time to talk, you gone. But Lord, I go out this morning, but I come in. Yes, I still see to it that I'm going to make you come home. But Lord, I saw so much traffic today. I see to it that Satan, that plot, that scheme that Satan is trying to set you up. Accident that Satan is trying to set you up into. I derail. This is the God we serve, Advent Light. Loving God. Merciful God. Don't worry about man. I will fail you. But Christ will never fail you. Your parents, your children will fail you. Man will fail you. Government will fail you. The bank will fail you. Satan will fail you. But Jesus will never fail you. No care how far you have gone. He said, I still will take you. If you are doubting Thomas, he said, I still will take you. If you are notorious for your crime, they say, by the way, I threw up all of those tears. I remember you all the times that you think no one was there. But I was there when you're kneeling down. I was sitting by your side crying with you. I was rubbing your back. But Lord, I don't feel no one rub my back. Don't worry. I was rubbing your back. When you feel like commit suicide, and I still small voice say, I love you. When the demon is saying that no one loves you, go ahead and do it. No one going to miss you. And all of a sudden I intervene. Why you do this for me, Lord? Because I love you. Advent Light. You are love. And God will cry in one of us our loss. Jesus is crying now in the heavenly center over us. Can you imagine God the Father? We are told, beloved, when one gives their life to God, God the Father bursts out in singing, Lord have mercy. Advent Light, I want to be in heaven and to hear God the Father sing. If the one Lucifer, our enemy, beloved, can sing so good, and God the Father who created him. Lord have mercy. Can you imagine Advent Light, each and every one of us on this prayer line? God the Father going to sing. Jesus himself going to sing for us. Lord have mercy. Beloved, there is hope. There is hope. There is hope in the Lord. There is hope in King Jesus. There is hope in God, there is hope. There is hope for your hopeless situation. There is hope in the Lord.
There is hope for your sickness. There is hope in King Jesus. There is hope even though you're looking for a country home. There is hope in God. There is hope even though you don't know how you're going to pay your bill. There is hope in the Lord. There is hope in King Jesus. There is hope in God. There is hope even though your children, they are not walking with God. They are wayward. They are in the world. There is hope. There is hope in the Lord. There is hope, Advent light, even though you are going through pain and suffering. But you should remember this song. There is hope. There is hope in the Lord. There is hope in King Jesus. There is hope in God. There is hope. Sing with me. There is hope in the Lord. There is hope in King Jesus. There is hope in God. There is hope. There is hope in the Lord. Even though they are talking about cashless society, beloved, and think all of these things that you're not going to be able to buy and sell. But listen to this song. There is hope. There is hope in the Lord. There is hope in King Jesus. There is hope in God. There is hope. Amen. There is hope in the Lord. Sing, Sister Carla. There is hope in King Jesus. There is hope in God. There is hope. There is hope in the Lord. Amen. There is hope in King Jesus. There is hope in God. Beloved, whatever you are going through, just remember that Jesus loves you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Advent light, before you leave this prayer line, just remember that you are special, that you are bought with a special price. Just remember that your heavenly Father sent his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, who was crucified on Calvary cross just for you and I. Just remember that Jesus bear the cross for you. Just remember that even though what you are going through, he said, come now, let us reason together. Whatever you are going through, he said, come, all you that labor and heaven laden, and I will give you rest. Remember that there is hope in Jesus Christ. There is hope in King Jesus. There is hope whatever you are going through. There is hope in the word of God. There is hope when you pray. There is hope when you believe. There is hope when you sing. There is hope when you call on your God. There is hope when you ask for the Holy Spirit like never before. There is hope that God, one day he promised that he will seal you. He will save you. There is hope. There is hope in the Lord. There is hope in King Jesus. There is hope in God. There is hope. There is hope in the Lord. There is hope in King Jesus. There is hope in God. Amen. So everybody, I'm going to close now. Everybody, I want this one. Eh? It's just a short chorus. Amen. Just sing it, beloved. Lift up your voice. This is the garment of praise. Amen. If you have a spirit of every burden, remember this, the song of praise will remove that burden. Amen. One, two, and three. There is hope. There is hope in the Lord. Sing, beloved. There is hope in King Jesus. There is hope in God. When you feel discouraged, just sing this song. There is hope in the Lord. When you feel like crying, just sing this song. Jesus, there is hope in God. There is hope when you don't find out, when this seems to be no way, just sing this song. There is hope in King Jesus. There is hope in God. Amen, beloved. Let us pray, beloved. I pray that your spirit was lifted up, your soul was lifted up in Jesus' name. Father in heaven, we thank you so much for your goodness, your kindness, your mercy. I'm trying to finish this study, but Lord, it's not about the study. It's all about your people, soul salvation. Somebody needs this message. And I thank you so much, Lord God Almighty, the person who's supposed to be on this prayer line, their soul was refreshed. Their soul is uplifted. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother Ricardo. May the Lord continue to bless you and your wife. And yes, we know that there is hope. There is all our hope is in the Lord, is in King Jesus, is in our God. Praise the Lord again for that timely message. And you touch on a lot of great points as you shared about, you know, sometimes we might see our brothers and sisters still eating flesh, still wearing the garment that are not supposed to be wearing, but we sometimes we just have to keep our mouth closed, pray for them, and be a walking, living example unto them. So, brothers and sisters, continue to be encouraged, knowing that God loves you. And in a devotion, it said, a great and solemn work is before the people of God. They are to come close to Christ in self-denial and self-sacrifice. Their one aim being to give the message of mercy to all the world. Some will work in one way and some in another, as the Lord shall call and lead them, but they are all to strive together, seeking to make the work a perfect whole. With pen and voice, God's servants are to labor for him. And I'll stop there. And it's TDG, and the caption is How to Meet Opposition, July the 31st. To be like God, I believe. This Day with God, I'm sorry. This Day with God, July 31st. And the title is How to Meet Opposition, and it's in the middle of the paragraph. So, brothers and sisters, I pray that you are blessed. Jesus is soon to come. Let us be ready, and let us be like the wise virgin and have oil in our lamps. Amen. So that we can go out to meet our bridegroom. So have a blessed Sabbath. Have a good night rest. And as you go to church, or as you have in church at your home, may the Holy Spirit fill your heart with his truth. Amen. Thank you, and God bless you.